The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
The Skype username as well. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. With you in studio tonight, you've got Ian,
James,
and Daryl.
And starting out tonight, an update on the raid in Trenton, New Jersey against New Jersey Weedman. NJ Weedman has been attacked by the New Jersey Drug Task Force.
I wouldn't put it past the New Hampshire Drug Task Force to go to New Jersey to harass someone whose name is Weedman.
Well, in this case, we've had NJ Weedman on the show in the past. He's a great activist, really, truly dedicated to what he's doing there. He actually started up his own business, like a kind of an eatery of some sort. I've obviously never been, but next door to it is the temple. And they, the police raided both of those places earlier, or I guess midpoint this week. We will tell you more about that. Of course, you're welcome to join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. According to CBS New York, a New Jersey marijuana advocate dubbed NJ Weedman says authorities exaggerated big time in charging him with distributing pot from his restaurant and cannabis church. Ed Fortune also said his arrest has drawn attention to his cause of legalizing recreational marijuana in the state. Quote, they just gave me another platform to continue my goal, said Fortune to the Trentonian on Thursday. That he continued saying they're on the wrong side of history. And he's absolutely right. These dinosaurs, these government agents, are just grabbing a hold of as much power as they possibly can, like a, you know, this desperate old thing trying to cling onto relevancy and cling onto life. And they just look so stupid. How many people look at this raid of this peaceful man who has not harmed anyone? He's smoking cannabis with his friends and parishioners in his church and at his business, and that's it. And they come in there, and they are trying to ruin this guy. And this is not his first arrest, by the way.
Right, but there are some people that they will say, the law is the law, and, well, they just have to enforce the law. The cops are only doing their job. They're enforcing the law. This guy's breaking the law, therefore criminal. So he
where are
it.
Those people? Because if those people are out there listening tonight, I would love to hear from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I know those people exist, but it's so hard to get them to show themselves. It's at least on the radio. You can find them on the internet on a comment section,
right,
or whatever. But even calling the radio, which is a relatively anonymous thing to do. If you call this show, you don't have to give your real name and you don't have to give your location accurately. We're going to ask you for those things because we do ask you for the very bare minimum of information. That way we can tell one caller from the next and generally,
right,
what they want to talk about. But I don't care if you use your real name. Or
right, we've got
from
people that call in under pseudonyms all the time.
Right. So it's not like someone who believed in the war on drugs couldn't call in and remain relatively anonymous unless their voice is super distinctive and, you know, they're on the radio locally and someone will figure out who they are. It's pretty unlikely that that's going to happen. It's just that hard to get people to call in and defend certainly the war on pot. I mean, you might be able to have more success at getting someone to defend, like, the war on heroin or the,
crystal meth,
some other drugs like that, which I think all of it needs to be completely decriminalized or legalized. But nonetheless, the challenge is open for anyone who wants to call in and say that NJ Weedman, Ed Fortune, is somehow a criminal and needs to be prosecuted.
Because he broke the law, Ian.
Well, I don't know if he broke the law. He hasn't been found guilty at this point. But the police.
Well, obviously he did if the police have arrested him.
And there are people with that attitude as well, that, oh, forget the trial. You know, we don't have to go through all those steps. Just the fact that the police think that he did something or have put handcuffs on him is enough evidence for most people, or
right,
for at least a lot of people, it seems like. Now, we've encountered this with the FBI raid here recently. I've actually got an update on that story as well. Fortune was arrested Wednesday along with 10 other people after a raid of his business across the street from City Hall. Now, you've got to love this guy. He sets up his marijuana business right across the street from Trenton City Hall. That's a pretty ballsy move.
Yeah.
Yeah, kudos to him for this. He opened his restaurant, NJ Weedman's Joint, and an attached cannabis church last year. He sued Trenton police last month, saying they infringed on his religious rights by shutting down the cannabis temple for staying open too late. He pointed out that the people that he is targeting his church towards are the kind of people who are out late. He wants those people to come in through the doors of his church. You know, other churches may have more traditional hours. His is supposed to be a 24-hour church. Why shouldn't it be able to be 24 hours? Why shouldn't the freedom of religion include the freedom of religion any time of the day you want to have it?
Well, because some men and women in suits somewhere decided otherwise.
Apparently. And so they came after him and shut down his temple. Acting Mercer County Prosecutor Angelo Onofre said Thursday the Narcotics Task Force had received information that Fortune was distributing marijuana and had received complaints from the community about, quote, constant foot traffic in and out of the establishment at all hours, unquote.
How dare there be foot traffic in and out of a place of business?
Yeah, look, if you don't want to have foot traffic outside of a place of business that's open 24 hours a day, maybe you should go live somewhere where there's, you know, deed restrictions about when people can come and when they can go. There are all kinds of neighborhoods like this where they usually have a gate around them, and there's a set of rules that say that no contractors can be working in the neighborhood after 5 o'clock. You certainly can't have a home-based business in a neighborhood like that. And if you can, it's not going to be allowed to have clients after a certain time. But if you're just living, let's say, upstairs from the Weedman's Joint, a restaurant, and then the
temple. That's the name of
that's right,
the place.
NJ Weedman's Joint. If you're just living upstairs, you're in a downtown, urban, compact kind of area. You have to expect it's going to be noisy. Same thing here in our very own Keene, New Hampshire. We live in a college town. And downtown Keene, there's businesses, but above a lot of those businesses are apartments. And look, it sucks when you are in one of those apartments and some drunk college kid is hollering outside at the top of his lungs because he just came out of the bar and he wants to go home and get laid. You know, whatever it is that he's hollering about, it's going to happen, and it's going to happen almost every weekend.
Yes.
That's just what you have to understand when you want to live in an urban area. You're in a city called, you know, it's Trenton, New Jersey. Please tell me there are some 24-hour establishments besides NJ Weedman's Temple in this city.
You know, and most landlords will tell you, like, look, you know, this is a college town. Like, this is a college neighborhood. Like, there's going to be loud noises because, like, they have an incentive
right.
to, like, warn you about that because they don't want you to be pissed off after a month and be
sure.
like, screw this, I'm leaving, you know.
Well, and maybe they'll cut the rent because of it. Maybe if yeah. you're living in one of these places, you're getting cheaper rent because it's not the best place. Similarly, you live next to railroad tracks, you better get some money off of that rent,
so,
too.
So typically I don't buy the argument like, well, I didn't know that, you know, these college kids would be rowdy or in this case, I didn't know that, you know, there'd be people walking around late at night in a business district. Like, to me, I don't buy that. You know, and I wonder about these complaints. Like, you know, a lot of times, yeah, a lot of times the city employees will file the complaints and then be like, see, we have people complaining. Yeah, it's like you guys are complaining.
Well,
because you don't like
it
happened.
Johnson lives in, well, what is that, a townhouse?
It's a condo association.
Condo
yeah.
sort of thing.
Townhouse-y.
And it's not that far from some kind of farm. The farm existed well before the condos or townhouses were ever built.
Right.
But people from the condos and the townhouses complain, the farm smells, and on
yeah.
hot days, it comes in my window, and I don't want to smell pigs.
I'm sorry, but you, live out in the woods.
I had the perfect solution
next
for
next to
him.
A farm that existed
right.
before you moved there.
Here's the solution. They need to get together and buy the farmer out.
Like, there you go.
The solution, I think.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That allows you to join us here. We'll give you more on the raid. What did they get? Because we knew they conducted the raid on Wednesday, but what did they steal from N.J. Weedman's joint and the Associated Temple and the 10 other people that they also arrested? And we'll tell you what the Weedman has to say about it coming up. 855-450-FREE.
Dentist office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
Oh, may I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home.
Can I ask what it is?
It's called Power Swabs, and it whitens your teeth in 5 minutes, doesn't leave my teeth feeling sensitive, and it's a lot less expensive than visiting the dentist.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs, and if you want to whiten your teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. There's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth and you're done. It removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs risk-free. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will be wowed by your new white smile. Try it risk-free and get free shipping and handling today. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms from Mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, ProFlowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from ProFlowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's proflowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
You woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you. Guess what? The trail goes even deeper. When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy than you've ever been before. Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. toolsforfreedom.com.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for Mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's proflowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Walton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Join us on the radio waves here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That is the number that allows you to take control of the airwaves. 855-450-3733. Don't forget, we've got Skype as well. Our Skype username here is lrn.fm. So feel free to connect to us that way. And most of the time, you're going to sound a lot better if you connect with us via Skype. In fact, we might be going there here shortly. Toll-free number, again, 855-450-FREE. Also, we'll tell you more about NJ Weedman and the raid on his joint. That's right. That's what he's calling his, well, it seems like a restaurant of some sort. Across the street from City Hall in Trenton, New Jersey, they went in there on Wednesday, also raided his temple, and we'll tell you more about what happened. But coming up, Mother's Day, it's not this weekend, it's the next weekend. And, of course, your mom is unique, so you need to give her a gift that is unique as she is. Sherry's Berries. Whether your mom's had them before or has never had them in her life, now's the time to get Sherry's Berries. They are delicious, freshly dipped strawberries, huge, juicy, delicious berries.
You've got to say, they're huge.
You handled that very well. Thank you. They're dipped in white milk and dark chocolatey goodness, topped with rich chocolate chips, chopped nuts, and signature swizzles. These things don't last more than 24 hours, and we have to... And what I mean by that is they get eaten within 24 hours of arriving at the studio. We have to be very cautious to not eat all of them within moments after their arrival, because it wouldn't be hard to do that. These things are so delicious. You're going to want to double the berries for just $10 more. So it starts at just $19.99 plus shipping for delicious freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries. And again, double the berries for $10 more. But here's how you do it. You go to berries.com, berries.com, use code FTL, like Free Talk Live. Click the microphone in the top right corner and type in FTL and get your order placed for Mother's Day at berries.com. Let's continue here with your calls and thoughts. We'll go to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes. You know, it's a privilege to call in and, to talk about the, Albuquerque right here. We have the world's largest powwow. Nations gathering, and it's going on right now. And,
so is that of, like, Indian nations?
Yes. And also the other indigenous people from other countries come also. I was told that 5% of them from out of the country, and they come from all over our country here and from as far as Alaska. And so I think...
Now, do you have any Native American heritage yourself, Sarah?
No, I don't have any blood lineage, but I kind of but then they accept me and they've always welcomed me into their community.
So anyone can attend the powwow then. You don't have to be an Indian or of Indian descent, American Indian descent.
Well, you know what? I don't really think so, because to enter, you just have to buy a ticket. I think it's not like a secret, like, dance. It's not like for the Indians. This is kind of like open to the public, from what I think. What I
understand. Have you ever been?
My understanding is that the different tribes will do various things, but anybody's allowed to buy a ticket. So it's sort of like, the county fair. You don't have to be a redneck to go to the Cheshire County Fair.
So this is like the Indian
version
of the fair.
But the rednecks are putting on the various displays.
Right, so it's like the Indian version of...
Yes, only without the truck pull.
Exactly, I wouldn't expect to see those things at the powwow.
Well, then, actually, they picked out Miss Indian World. You know, they always have a pageant. And I think they picked out, they crowned a lady yesterday. They call that Indian World Princess. So I think that's kind of interesting. And they all have all sorts of different dances and
So have you been to one of these, or are you just reading off a brochure?
Well, I've been hearing about it on the radio. Our buses have their advertisement on it, and I see the advertisement on the billboard. And I've also talked to a lot of people that have attended it. The Native
I got to credit you.
Have you ever attended?
No, she hasn't.
Obviously not. I never have. I never bothered.
What's the ticket cost? Is it too expensive for you?
I don't really know. I just never really thought the need to go in and really see it. But
so,
you know, it's
your point of calling the show, let me just see if I can figure this out, because you've been calling quite a bit, and we've kind of gotten to know a few things about you. One of the things that we've learned about you is that you really are interested with into pedestrian safety when it comes to vehicular traffic. And I'm glad that you're divvying up your, you know, you're kind of varying out on your topics a little bit. And you seem like you're kind of informed about this event, but it's kind of, I wouldn't call it disingenuous to call a radio show and promote an event you've never been to. On one hand, you have consistently said that people shouldn't come to Albuquerque because it's too dangerous. You know, like they might die in a vehicle accident. But now you're promoting Albuquerque by promoting this powwow. But yet you've never even attended the thing.
But I just think it's interesting that...
Yeah, sure, sure. It's interesting. But it just strikes me as strange. I mean, I can't imagine promoting the... Like, for instance, where I come from, there's a... they have these all over the place, a Renaissance fair or a medieval fair. It's fairly large, you know, tens of thousands of people attend it over the week that it's in Sarasota, Florida, which is where I grew up. But I can't imagine calling anywhere to promote this fair if I've never actually attended it. I wouldn't know how I would, you know, effectively communicate what it's like to be at a place like this, which I would think would transfer the most enthusiasm to potential attendees. Why don't you go attend? It's happening right now, you said, right, Sarah?
Yeah, I think it goes on for like 2 weeks or like a week. You know, but I just thought it was interesting that there is a lot of positivity and something very unique about our state. You know, this is like, it's like the world's largest, and that's very distinctive.
So what you're talking about is the Gathering of Nations powwow that's going on right now. It looks like it lasts about 3 or 4 days. Cool.
Yeah.
Thanks for the heads up on that, Sarah. And why don't you attend it, and then you can call us and actually tell us what it was really like, rather than just looking at the advertisements. Thanks for the call. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Looks like the advance tickets are no longer available, so I'm actually not sure what it is that this thing costs. So anyway, if you've been, oh, here you go, one-day entry, $18. I think that's within most people's range.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know, you can go out to dinner for more than $18. And if you're looking for, you know, I suppose what is likely going to be as accurate of an event by and for American Indians as you could possibly find, I'd imagine that's the one.
Yeah.
So you can join us here. And I wonder if you can smoke weed at the event or do any other Indian.
Hopefully it's a religious.
I don't know what the cannabis laws are in New Mexico.
Me neither.
Hopefully it's a religious freedom issue.
That's what I was thinking. You know, I know that there have been some native tribes who have experimented with religious freedoms in those areas.
Generally, that's with peyote, not cannabis.
Either way. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. Can you do peyote at the Gathering of Nations powwow? 855-450-3733. How about ayahuasca?
Well, you can. It might not be legal. You can do whatever you want, as long as you don't get caught.
Yep. We'll continue. You can join us here. Bring up what's on your mind. We'll tell you about NJ Weedman and the raid that happened this week on his place in Jersey.
Weedman attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may join us here. The toll-free number, it's 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, so head on over to freetalklive.com. Get interactive there. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. The website actually allows you to create the content that you see there. So whatever's there on the front page of the site was put there by listeners just like you. So drop on by freetalklive.com and get interactive. Plus, there's a movement in healthcare today, people that are ready to stand up and take charge of their healthcare. It's folks like you that are tired of paying too much for healthcare and getting too little. People who are standing up for their values and letting their conscience make decisions on timeless principles. It's a movement that's sweeping the nation, and you should be part of it. Liberty HealthShare is leading the movement of people who are looking for an alternative to traditional health insurance. They're a healthcare sharing organization of people who are sharing the cost of healthcare in an easy and efficient way. You can choose your own doctor, your own hospital, and live out your values in healthcare. So join the movement and change healthcare for good. Go to joinlhs.com. That's joinlhs.com or call them toll free, 800-722-8041. That's 800-722-8041. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian here. Oh, sorry about that, James. Try that again.
James.
And Daryl.
There we go. And Ed Fortune is his legal name, or at least it was. I don't know if he legally changed it to NJ Weedman, but he is a man who is a really just a courageous activist in the area of cannabis freedom. He has been standing up for this for as long as I remember hearing about him since before I have had this radio show. So this show,
I've heard about him for a long time.
Yeah, this show's been on the air since 2002, and I know he's been making the news, I believe, since longer than that. We had the pleasure of having him on once upon a time, and just a great activist and all-around great guy. And he doesn't deserve what's happening to him. They've targeted him. They targeted his restaurant, NJ Weedman's Joint, and the attached cannabis church. They've targeted him on more than one occasion, but this was the big time. They raided his location this week.
And I've pulled up the cannabis laws in New Jersey, as reported by Normal, and apparently mere possession is punishable by a maximum fine of $1,000 and maximum 6 months incarceration.
So is it a misdemeanor?
It is considered a, anyone under that is considered a disorderly person. So it's not a crime, but you can go to jail and have a huge fine.
You need to get your person in order, sir.
More than 50 grams is considered a crime. Mm. 1.5 years max, $25,000 maximum fine.
And it doesn't sound quite as bad as New Hampshire, where you can get up to a year for a simple bowl pack's worth. Even a small amount can get you a misdemeanor Class A offense. Nothing you'll spend a year.
Distribution of under 1 ounce is a criminal offense, 1.5 years, and $25,000 fine.
Let's go to the phones, to the fun. We'll tell you more about NJ Weedman coming up. It's James in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live via Skype. Hello, James. Hello. You're on the radio. Going once. Going twice.
Minister. And Minister Perry, you and I would get along a lot better if you practice what you preach. And stop taking something somebody says and turning it into something disgusting that I never would say.
What are you referring to?
Just yesterday, Minister Perry said I wanted to bomb Muslims. Now, that's impossible because I know I'd never speak in such a manner.
I never said that yesterday.
You said it yesterday.
No, I said that
you
called in and were complaining that I took something that Ted Cruz said out of context, and I repeated what Ted Cruz said.
You did take it out of context. He never said he wanted to bomb the Middle East.
He said he wants to see if
glass.
The glass can, or if the sand can glow.
Yes.
That was his statement. That's what I said his statement was.
Maybe that meant that he wanted to Maybe that statement meant that he wanted to go look at the sand in the moonlight to see if it was glowing. Was there context around the
context
statement?
Around it was how would you deal with ISIS and Muslim terrorists and something, and his response was, I don't know if sand can glow, but we'll find out.
That certainly sounds like a nuclear kind of armament threat. James, what do you think about that? Go ahead.
Number one, ISIS aren't Muslims. They're mass murderers. And I share in the sentiment with Ted Cruz and millions of other people that neo-Nazi fascist religious fanatics that want to murder everybody that doesn't agree with them because they are in league with a 1,000-year-old chant to death to the infidels because they take it deadly serious. I don't mind somebody saying in jest that they should glow in the dark.
That's not a joke. When you
yes it is.
No, when you talk about nuclear bombing, atomic weapons or whatever, then you're not talking about a joke.
How else would
the sand glow, sir? Can you explain that?
Sir, he's speaking in jest. He wants them to be erased from the face of the earth, just like Nazis should be erased from the face of the earth. That was the objective.
And if that means having to nuke the whole place, you're okay with that?
And what about the civilians that happen to live in that area?
Okay, Daryl W. Perry, Minister. I don't blame my father for having unfortunately killed civilians when they were surrounded by Nazis who deliberately surrounded themselves with civilians.
So you don't oppose dropping a bomb on the Middle East?
If you're talking about a nuclear bomb, I do absolutely oppose that, and
oh,
so does Ted Cruz.
Oh, good for you. I'm glad to hear about that. What size bomb would you say is okay?
Minister, don't patronize me, and there is no answer to a stupid hypothetical. But what your bloviating pig buddy does by doing that and saying that Ted Cruz wants to nuke the Middle
East
and
kill all brown people? I'm just curious. What do you weigh?
And kill all brown people, which he doesn't
want to
kill
all
brown people.
How much do you weigh? I'm just curious.
He happens to be brown, by the way.
All right. When did I say Ted Cruz wanted to kill all brown people? I never said that.
Really? No, you said he wanted to kill brown people.
I repeated a statement that Ted Cruz said.
All right, that's enough of that. Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, he's picking on you for your weight a lot, Daryl, and you're on the cam right now, so anybody that's watching at cam.freetalklive.com and who is familiar with old Daryl knows that you don't look like old Daryl anymore.
Right.
Not really at all. And in a good way. You have lost over 140 pounds in more than a year's, or just under a year's time, I think.
Right about a year.
You look amazing. And
you know, there's something called an, it's a logical fallacy. It's called an ad hominem attack.
An attack against the man?
Yeah, where basically you attack someone, you know, like, maybe their physical characteristics, like, Daryl's fat. That's why he's incorrect. You know, that's basically what I feel like James from Arizona does every single call. He has to get all of his insults out, and then, what was the point of that call? I'm not even clear on that.
To complain about something that happened last night, and the call last night was to complain about something that happened a couple weeks prior.
He's defending Ted Cruz, who he claims was not alluding to dropping nuclear weapons when he made this supposed joke about the sand glowing in the Middle East.
Right.
Which doesn't sound like, I don't think that's funny. Joking about, like, you know, Nagasaki, Hiroshima. I mean, there are some areas where, okay, fine, you know, tell a good... If it's a good joke, then I'll laugh. But that's not a funny joke.
If that was a joke, it's lamer than FDR's legs.
Yeah, well, look, it's one thing to joke about something that has happened, because, you know, there's always the question of, is it too soon when something has happened? And there's an argument to say that it's never too soon for a good joke. And, I get that argument. But here we're talking about something that hasn't happened yet. We're talking about the mass slaughter of thousands, hundreds of thousands,
possibly
of
millions,
people, maybe even millions of people. Obviously, we don't know exactly what it was that he was alluding to, but it sure did sound like dropping some sort of weapon that would make the sand glow, which sounds like nuclear material to me, but I'm no weapons expert.
You know, and there's probably a lot of people who would, you know, he was alluding, like he was saying that these people are following this ancient ideology and they're violent. There's a lot of people around the world that consider Americans violent, and the evidence is they're correct, because the nation of America has been invading countries, has been bombing people. It's been an empire for over a century now.
Yeah, it's time it comes to an end.
The actual statement, I don't know if the sand can glow in the dark, but we're going to find out.
Sounds ominous. 855-450-FREE is our number. If you want to join us here, share your thoughts on Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Konica, the German Shepherd that I rescued, was stinky, skinny, and scrawny, full of skin rashes and scratching. And I started feeding Konica Dynavite, and he became such a happier, itch-free, stink-free dog that I dug deeper into the website.
DINOVITE.com.
What if, in addition to Dynavite, we do the raw beef and the egg diet and see what happens? Forget all these 50-pound bags, the formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways. This dog's as close to a wolf as you can get. They're carnivores. With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and Super Omega on top of it, it just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit. It's unbelievable. Hey, if you're thinking about rescuing a dog, you got to start them out on Dynavite, DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's tanks powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE, or you can join us online anytime you want. Just go to freetalklive.com. Get interactive on the website. If you like Free Talk Live, you want to help support the show, please amp Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. When you do that, it'll help us out a lot, because your $5 a month, which is what we ask for you from the AMP program, helps us promote Free Talk Live, advertise the show, get on more radio stations around the country. We've got over 170 so far. We can have more. But it does take money to do that, so we appreciate your help. You'll get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only Facebook group, as well as the AMP-only podcast. Get all the details. It's $5 a month with any major credit card through PayPal, Visa, or MasterCard right there on our website. And also Bitcoin, so you can do that too. AMP, amp.freetalklive.com. More about New Jersey weed man under attack by the police, the narcotics squad in New Jersey. But first, Patrick's in Arizona. Go ahead, Patrick.
I just wanted to call. I mean, I listened to your program. But you have mixed emotions on some of your views. I think that's just a generational thing.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I'm a baby boomer, and I was raised by the greatest generation, which were World War II and people further back. I think what I believe that the law is the law. It does simplify things, and this is coming from a law enforcement.
Are you kidding me? Have you ever tried reading the law?
Yes. In fact, I've spent 25 years enforcing the law.
What is it that you do?
I work in law enforcement for the state.
How can anyone who spent any time reading statutes say that it simplifies anything? We're talking about tomes and tomes of information that is impossible, humanly impossible, to read it all in a lifetime. How does that simplify anything, sir?
it does it. Well, it simplifies things in a statute where we vote for these laws. We put these laws on.
No, we don't. I didn't vote for them. Did either of you vote for these laws?
Well,
I sure didn't.
I figure it simplifies like me going to jail. Like if I check the wrong box, like there's all kinds of things that can trip you up. And like, I think ignorance of law is a perfectly valid excuse because
it is. If you're a police officer, the Supreme Court ruled that about a year ago.
I mean, if you accept the premise that ignorance of the law is not an excuse, I would say logically then as you're traveling, like let's say you're driving, you should have to read all the state laws, all the local laws, all the federal laws. Like,
right.
So I don't know all these laws. There's too many of them. I know I don't need to kill people. I don't need to steal from people. And I don't need to, like, imprison people. It's pretty simple to me.
Yeah, no fraud. What else do you need to know? Go ahead, Patrick.
Well, I appreciate your opinion, and I respect it. You know, one thing about being in law enforcement is you learn to listen to both sides. A lot of people don't realize that. There's a lot of younger officers coming out that you'll find that doesn't seem to apply to them. But the fact that I think years of experience have taught me to be more reasonable when I'm dealing with people.
Well, let me ask you a question. Have you ever seen someone breaking a law and let them go?
Have I ever?
Yes.
What do you mean by breaking the law?
Let's say
done something in violation of a statute or ordinance.
Yeah, like let's say I'm smoking a joint and you're like, hey, that's illegal. Could you put it out, like, instead of arresting me?
Well, I mean, I'll be honest with you. The law states that, and this is actually in the statute when we do sign up and take our oath, that it's to the officer's discretion.
That's correct.
And I hope that you can respect that. The fact is,
are you saying you have used your discretion and you have ignored some statutes being violated?
You asked me a question. And I will say, yes, I have.
Then the law is not the law and must be enforced at all costs if there's discretion.
There are certain, you can let somebody off with a warning, okay? All right.
Yeah, I don't think you'll find disagreement among us for that.
No, I get what Daryl's trying to say is the first thing that Patrick called to say was that the law is the law.
The very first thing he said was the law is the law and must be followed, and now you're saying that there's discretion and you get to pick and choose as a police officer which laws you are going to enforce. So is the law the law, or is it something that you get to pick and choose how you enforce?
Before you attack me, okay?
I'm not attacking. I'm asking for clarification because you've contradicted yourself.
Okay, let me answer.
Okay, maybe I do apologize for that. But what I'm saying is if there's a state and the state statute states that marijuana is illegal, correct?
In a lot of places, not everywhere, but Arizona, I imagine, would. Okay. New Hampshire would.
Okay, all right. There are two states in the United States that allow it. And they're getting
actually, there are four now.
Okay. Why would you want to just make a big fuss over it and get yourself in trouble for something there? You're just, I mean, I understand you can change the laws in different directions. You can put it on the ballot. You can do things that are, I mean, marijuana, out of all the drugs, I will admit, is probably one of the least probable. Alcohol is more dangerous than
okay.
Marijuana.
We agree on that.
Let me ask you another little quick thought experiment. So suppose you're in Arizona, right? Suppose that the state there said murder is now legal. Would you stand by and watch someone get murdered in front of you?
What I'm
trying to get to you is, like, we all kind of know what right and wrong is. Maybe there's some disagreement, you know, on what right and wrong is, but, like, ultimately the law doesn't matter. Like, I think you're probably a good person, and if you saw someone under attack, like, it doesn't matter if it's legal, you'd be like, no, like, I'm not going to put up with that.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're talking a whole different scenario. I'm talking about...
Well, I'm just asking you to consider the possibility that the law isn't always correct.
he uses the church as a front for his marijuana. I mean, what is the church? The church is there to worship, not to go worship.
Well, some people worship with a sacrament, and they utilize that sacrament in the process of their worship. Some of the most spiritual experiences I've ever had were when I was on psychedelic substances.
I would agree with you there.
You know, hey, listen, God bless you for that.
Thank you. I think she does.
I've got a question for you, Patrick. It was not that long ago in the span of human history that it was illegal to assist a slave in escaping captivity. Would you, had you been a police officer in the 1850s, would you have arrested Harriet Tubman?
In a question, I couldn't answer that because I wasn't there. I mean, that's what I was trying to explain.
That's a cop-out, for lack of a better term.
No,
it's a total cop-out.
Hold on. Harriet Tubman broke the law by helping slaves escape captivity.
That's right.
It was illegal to help a slave escape captivity. Would you arrest Harriet Tubman, sir?
You're going to... that's a loaded question, because I'm not a racist.
It says nothing
I never
to do
said
with race.
You were a racist.
Would you arrest a white person for assisting someone escaping slavery?
I can see what this leads to. But the fact is
what does it lead to?
It leads to people prejudging people.
No, it leads to the conclusion that no man has a moral obligation to follow an unjust law. That's what it leads to. And you want to say that people do have an obligation to follow unjust laws.
Well, he's already admitted, however, that he would look the other direction on some of those laws that he might consider unjust.
Such as jaywalking. You might look the other way at a jaywalker.
Maybe on marijuana possession. Go ahead.
I've issued warnings. Okay. I'll give you an example. I busted a guy down at the park, smoking pot, right? He's when we checked him, he handed us the baggie of weed. He dumped it out. We scooped it up and got rid of it, okay? We threw it in the river so that he wouldn't go back and smoke it again. And we issued him a warning and told him if we caught him again smoking pot inside there, we would be issuing him a ticket.
Well, you know, that's not as bad as what some officers could have done. So you should be commended for any times where you've actually let a peaceful person go. But you do realize you did commit robbery there, right? Like you held this man essentially under the threat of violence. You took what was his from him and you destroyed it in front of him. And that's not okay. You know, just because some law was written down, some statute was written down by some strangers, it doesn't make it okay. But Patrick, thanks for calling in tonight. I appreciate it because normally we don't get people challenging that viewpoint.
Yeah, what do you do when the law is incorrect? Like, what do? I say you disobey it.
Absolutely, including if you're a cop. 855-450-FREE.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria.
Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.